Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Fort McMurray Matters, keeping you connected to our community.
Brought to you by Culligan Water,
Fort McMurray Orthodontics,
and Cooper and Company Law Firm
on Mix 103.7.
Welcome to another edition of Fort McMurray Matters. I'm Steph Seidel. In today's show, we're going to continue providing updates around COVID-19. First, we'll hear Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's address to Canada this morning, and then we'll hear Alberta's Chief Medical Officer of Health, Dr. Dina Hinshaw's update from yesterday afternoon. The province is slated to give another update later this afternoon on new steps to help mitigate the virus. Here is Prime Minister Trudeau discussing latest steps the federal government is taking to combat COVID-19.
Good morning, everyone. My apologies for being a little delayed this morning. It was important that I speak with all three opposition leaders because I'm unable to join them this afternoon as the House of Commons reconvenes to pass emergency legislation on COVID-19. This legislation will help ensure that Canadians are getting the support they need during these challenging times. No matter who you are, where you live, or what you do, COVID-19 is having a real impact on your life. Small businesses are temporarily closing up shop. Hotels and restaurants can no longer accept guests. Some people are not getting paid. Others are worried about their job. Whatever your situation may be, our government is here to help. Passing this bill today means getting you the support you deserve as soon as possible. When you're trying to help get money out to people, speed is of the essence, especially in an unprecedented situation like this one. But I want to make it very clear. I believe in our democratic institutions. All of us in Parliament must work together, and Canadians need to see us doing just that. So you have my unwavering commitment. We will protect and uphold our democratic values. We will protect and uphold our democratic institutions as we deliver support to Canadians as quickly as possible. I know a lot of Canadians abroad are still having trouble finding a flight to bring them home, so I want to give everyone an update. At least one more flight from Morocco has been scheduled. The first flight from Peru will leave today, and we're working on flights from Panama, Tunisia, Ukraine, in addition to the flights we've already announced from Ecuador, El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras, and Spain. On that note, I want to thank the flight attendants, pilots, border agents, and airport staff who've all played a crucial role in bringing Canadians home. They've been on the front lines of this crisis for weeks, but they continue to show up to work and bring families together. Just this past week, nearly 1 million Canadians traveled home to Canada. This would not have been possible without the people who work at our airports, at the border, and at our ports. So on behalf of all Canadians, thank you. We see how hard you're working, and we deeply appreciate it. Every day, someone asks me how long these restrictions will be in place, and the truth is, we don't know yet. But here's what we do know. The duration of this crisis will be determined by the choices we make right now, by decisions we take every single day. So if you want things to get back to normal, do your part. Stay home. And if you've just returned from abroad, go straight home from the airport and do not leave for at least 14 days. This is not a suggestion. You cannot pick up groceries or visit your parents or your friends. You need to go home and stay there. If people do not follow these guidelines, we will put much more stringent measures in place. Since the beginning, I have been in constant communication with the First Ministers. We had another call last night, and we agreed that we have to keep collaborating to ensure that all regions have what they need, including testing equipment and medical supplies. We discussed the range of challenges being faced and overcome across the country. We talked about working even more closely together to do more to keep Canadians safe. We also talked about the emergency measures that have been put in place at the provincial and territorial level. The Federal Emergencies Act is a last resort, but as I keep saying, all options are on the table. If people do not comply with expert advice and government guidelines, we will have to take additional steps. Right now, there are people who are still going to work because they have to. Pharmacists, delivery folks, postal workers, custodial staff, truck drivers, and many, many more are keeping the country running. They deserve our thanks for everything they do. But these people are more than just their job. They're somebody's mom or granddad, somebody's best friend or favorite colleague. So please, for them, stay home. And do it for the healthcare workers who we can't afford to lose during the biggest public health crisis our country has ever seen. Because here's the hard truth. If our nurses and doctors have COVID-19, they can't help you. They won't be able to treat you or your loved ones if you get sick. This is serious. The decisions you make have serious consequences, not just on your community, but on the entire country. So do your part. That's how we will keep each other safe.
Once again, that was Prime Minister Justin Trudeau talking about latest steps the federal government is taking to help stop the spread of COVID-19. We're going to take our first break here on Fort McMurray Matters, but when we come back, we're going to be hearing from Dr. Dina Hinshaw, Alberta's Chief Medical Officer of Health.
We'll return in a moment to Fort McMurray Matters.
Brought to you by Culligan Water,
Fort McMurray Orthodontics,
and Cooper & Company Law Firm.
On Mix 103.7. We're back to Fort McMurray Matters.
Brought to you by Culligan Water,
Fort McMurray Orthodontics,
and Cooper & Company Law Firm.
On Mix 103.7.
Welcome back to Fort McMurray Matters. Once again, I'm Steph Seidel. If you're just tuning into the show right now, we're about to hear from Dr. Dina Hinshaw, Alberta's Chief Medical Officer of Health, talking about the latest measures the province is taking to combat COVID-19.
I would like to take this opportunity now to update you on the investigation into the Edmonton bond spiel with Western Canadian physicians and other healthcare workers that occurred March 11th to 14th. All attendees have been contacted and are self-isolating. We have determined that 11 of the 47 Alberta healthcare workers who attended the event have now tested positive for COVID-19. Many of these are physicians. Some of these individuals worked early last week before notification came through of the case associated with the event, and all contacts are being notified as per usual local public health follow-up. Some of these contacts have been patients. I was able to speak with one of the organizers last night who described the measures that were taken to follow guidelines that were in place at the time. Despite these measures, transmission took place, and the key messages that we can take away from this event are, number one, even mild symptoms, minor sore throat or runny nose, can result in spread of infection. Number two, commonly touched surfaces, like serving spoons at a buffet, can be a mechanism for spread. COVID-19 does not discriminate. All of us need to be vigilant with regular hand hygiene, staying home even with minor respiratory symptoms, and keeping unwashed hands well away from our faces. I want to talk now about isolation timelines and testing changes. Earlier today, we announced changes to our isolation and testing protocols for COVID-19. I understand Albertans may have questions about these changes, so I'd like to take a few minutes to address your concerns. First, we've updated our self-isolation timeline for those who are sick from 14 days to 10 days following the onset of symptoms. The most up-to-date medical evidence indicates that if you are feeling well after 10 days from the onset of mild symptoms like sore throat, runny nose, or cough, you will be able to stop self-isolating. Again, provided your symptoms have resolved. If symptoms continue past 10 days, self-isolation should as well. This 10-day timeline is for those who are sick. For those who are well and have had an exposure of concern, such as travelers returning from outside of Canada for those who have had close contact with a confirmed case, they will still need to self-isolate for 14 days upon their return or after their last exposure as a precaution. Should they start to experience symptoms, they must also follow the same 10-day guideline. This means that if a person returned from abroad and experienced symptoms after 7 days of self-isolating, they will be required to self-isolate for 10 days from the start of those symptoms. In this example, that would mean their total time in self-isolation, assuming their symptoms resolve by 10 days, would be 17 total days. I understand this might be confusing, and we are trying to make sure that our website is very clear about the 10-day guideline for those who are ill and the 14-day for those who were well after an exposure or return from travel. In addition, we are also adapting our testing approach to ensure we prioritize those who need testing the most. You have heard me talking about a need to shift the use of our testing capacity to enable both capture of some returning travelers with illness, as well as testing those who have not traveled. Going forward, we will continue testing that has been in place for the last few weeks of people who were admitted to hospital with respiratory illness and residents of continuing care and similar facilities. For these individuals, COVID-19 remains a dangerous illness, and access to testing can make all the difference, especially in settings like a long-term care. Additionally, later this week, we will also be adding testing for healthcare workers. This is being done to ensure the physicians and nurses and other healthcare providers we rely on can return to the front line as soon as possible. It also helps us to test some individuals who have not traveled, so we have a better understanding of where there may be spread in our communities. Individuals with mild symptoms who do not fit these categories will not be tested. We will honor any existing appointments that have already been made, but going forward, this will be a change for returning travelers. Returning travelers should all be at home and self-isolating for 2 weeks since their return. They should continue to stay at home, and if they experience mild symptoms, self-isolate for the minimum 10 days from the start of symptoms or until symptoms resolve, whichever is longer. This new approach, which has been adopted in other provinces, reflects the fact that the number one thing you can do if you have mild symptoms isn't to get tested. It is to stay home and self-isolate away from others. I understand some Albertans may be upset with this change. I can appreciate the comfort and certainty that testing can bring for those unsure whether they have a minor bug or COVID-19. It is important to remember that the majority of people who get COVID-19 will experience minor symptoms. For those who do experience these symptoms, there is nothing better you can do for yourself and others than to stay home and self-isolate away from others.
Once again, that was Dr. Dina Hinshaw. We're going to take our last break here on Fort McMurray Matters, but when we come back, we're going to be hearing more from Alberta's Chief Medical Officer of Health with updates on COVID-19 measures for the province.
We'll return in a moment to Fort McMurray Matters.
Brought to you by Culligan Water,
Fort McMurray Orthodontics,
and Cooper and Company Law Firm.
On Mix 103.7.
Not bad.
We're back to Fort McMurray Matters.
Brought to you by Culligan Water,
Fort McMurray Orthodontics,
and Cooper and Company Law Firm.
On Mix 103.7.
Welcome back to Fort McMurray Matters. I'm Steph Seidel. If you're just tuning into the show, we're hearing from Dr. Dina Hinshaw, Alberta's Chief Medical Officer of Health, with updates from the province about COVID-19 announced yesterday afternoon.
I would also like to give you an update on some of the work occurring in our health facilities to make sure our health system is ready to respond. Alberta Health Services has taken 2 significant steps to minimize the risk of transmission at our hospitals, to protect our staff, and to ensure we are able to provide safe, timely care and treatment for patients. Starting this week, staff, physicians, and contractors at clinical healthcare sites will be screened before starting their shift. They will be met at the entrance, given a temperature check, and asked to complete a short questionnaire to assess health risk. Any employee deemed not fit to work will be asked to return home and told to self-isolate. This is necessary to keep both our patients and healthcare workers safe. AHS is also implementing a process that will expedite return to work for healthcare workers who are self-isolating but displaying no symptoms. This will only be done in exceptional and limited circumstances where it is absolutely necessary for that frontline care provider to work and where there are no other alternatives for coverage. This will include even more rigorous temperature checks, regular wearing of masks, and other measures to ensure that protection from any possible spread of disease is under control. Please be assured this process will be very carefully managed. Any staff who is approved for an expedited return to work will be required to follow very strict conditions. Patient and staff safety will be the deciding factor in any approval. It has been close to a week since strict measures for social distancing and mass gatherings were put in place. And with the warm weather now approaching, I can understand the need to get out and enjoy the sunshine. Again, I reiterate the importance of practicing physical distancing whenever you are out in public. I do encourage people to go for walks and enjoy being outside, and at the same time, it is extremely important to maintain that distance between others. Whether it's the Glenora Stairs or heading up Nose Hill, please be careful to maintain a distance of 2 meters and to avoid touching rails, garbage cans, or other potential sources of transmission. I especially caution Albertans against planning trips to provincial parks or the mountains, where many washrooms, restaurants, and facilities are closed, and where it is possible that large crowds could form. Now is not the time for travel. I know that these measures we have put in place continue to strain families, businesses, and all Albertans. And I appreciate how hard it is to be separated from friends and family during such stressful times. It's important to remember that we are all in this together. Now more than ever, we need to take care of each other. This means now, more than ever, keeping a physical distance, and now more than ever, finding creative ways to maintain our bonds and stay socially connected. Connection is so vitally important to our mental health and well-being. I encourage anyone who needs support to reach out to someone they trust, talk to a family member, friend, or someone they can be honest with to talk through concerns. As a part of this message, today Alberta Health Services is launching a text-based program that aims to help provide encouragement and hope to Albertans. Text for Hope, that's the number 4, sends subscribers text messages of support and encouragement to ease stress or anxiety. Albertans can text COVID-19 HOPE to 393939 to subscribe. In return, they'll receive daily text messages on healthy thinking or actions to help manage their mood. The program was developed by Alberta Health Services and made possible through the generous support of the Mental Health Foundation, the University Hospital Foundation, the Calgary Health Trust, the Alberta Children's Hospital Foundation, and the Royal Alexandra Hospital Foundation. All Albertans have been impacted by COVID-19, and this free program is an additional resource to help us find encouragement and strength as we navigate the day-to-day challenges of a new normal. Before I conclude, I'd like to continue my practice of sharing some extraordinary examples Albertans have posted under the Alberta Cares hashtag. Every act, those big or small, lifts us up as a province and demonstrates how quickly Albertans take action to care for one another. Acts like restaurants donating food to organizations that help feed seniors or the homeless, neighbors running errands for each other and sharing groceries, kids posting drawings in their windows as a makeshift art gallery to cheer up their neighbors, retail chains donating stock like face shields to frontline healthcare workers, and landlords working with tenants to provide support during these trying times. Please continue to share your stories using the Alberta Cares hashtag and continue to take care of each other and yourselves. Thank you.
Once again, that was Dr. Dina Henshaw, Alberta's Chief Medical Officer of Health, talking about the latest measures Alberta is taking to combat the virus. Dr. Dina Henshaw will address the province again later this afternoon. If you're looking for more information, make sure you head to the Mix News page. That's all the time we have for today on Fort McMurray Matters. Make sure you tune in to Mix 103.7 every weekday at noon. I'm Steph Seidel, and this has been Fort McMurray Matters.
That's the end of another edition of Fort McMurray Matters.
Want a copy of this episode or any past episode?
Download the podcast at mix1037fm.com.